My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Tell me how it is to live in the world as a bald man. If you got a head full of lettuce, you're never going to know that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, it's crossover time, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Willard and FP Santangelo in the house.
Yeah.
And I'll just start this way. You know, you guys know that I'm basically a baseball expert from the 70s and 80s. And I forgot something. I was watching the Pete Rose documentary.
Good, by the way.
Unbelievable.
I referred him to it after.
I completely forgot.
What a mess he was?
He played in Montreal for half a year.
I heard all the stories out there.
He played in Montreal for half a year. After Philadelphia, before he went back to Cincinnati.
I don't even remember that. Even after
FP,
you tell me
about the Expos,
he may or may not have fondled a cork bat or two in Montreal.
That's insider knowledge.
I mean, shocking news.
I mean, yeah, Pete Rose cheated. What are we talking about here?
Charlie Hustle. I'd recommend that one. That's pretty fast.
I haven't watched it yet.
I love seeing like the 70s footage.
It's incredible
when you never see stuff. Like, you see all the highlights, but when you actually really see...
But tell them who you're mad at. You got an antagonist in there.
Slow down on the sports docs, though. There's too many of them. I can't keep up. I mean, I went through a receiver. I went through Hard Knocks.
No.
Obviously, I rewatched the Willie Mays doc when he passed away.
It was incredible.
I have not gotten to Pete Rose yet. I'm way more fascinated with the older documentaries.
I know you are.
Than, like, for example, I don't know, 10 years ago, there's an Amy Winehouse. Mm. Come on.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Is it a train wreck? Is it just a train wreck?
You don't want to know about Devontae Adams' daughter's dinosaur birthday party? You don't want to do that?
It's more
I mean,
than
it's fun.
Great
so
party.
Fun.
It was a great party.
So like
he turned me off.
Neighbors right. were impressed, Steiny. Yeah,
here's what I think.
Classmates were like, what's Dad do for a living? He must be wealthy.
So Amy Winehouse, I believe, passed when she was 27, like all rock stars do.
Yeah.
So but her whole life was videotaped, essentially. So you've seen it all. Like, you don't need a documentary on her because you've seen it all.
The hard part about Amy Winehouse is I think they started filming her because you could tell pretty much right out of the gate, this ain't going to get to 30.
Well, she was a phenom.
But this was a slow walk toward an overdose.
Well, where, I mean, allegedly.
You could see it. She, I mean, tortured soul.
No doubt.
So talented.
No doubt.
Oh.
Back to Pete Rose.
Yeah. Tell him you didn't like Al Michaels.
I don't think Al came off very well at all.
That's why? I'm going to ask FP.
You're just an announcer, dude.
Oh,
Plus, he's as big a better as Pete Rose is. And he was sitting there criticizing Pete.
That's like
Al Michaels is known for being a big, big, big better, big gambler.
I might back Al in that Al's profession does not require him to sign a contract that he's not going to do that.
But Al gets probably a lot of inside info.
Mm. Yeah.
Probably. Well, I think it's frowned upon for broadcasters to
I don't frown upon it.
I'll tell you this, Willard.
At all.
He announced for the Reds.
You're traveling with the team. You know dinged up. You know who's half drunk every game. I mean, you know everything.
So the three of you don't take advantage of the stuff that you
get.
I can only speak to the NBA.
My understanding with the NBA is no team employee can place a bet.
Is he an NBA team employee?
Well, like he might have been a Reds employee
back in the day. That's not the NBA.
Well, I don't know what the rules were.
I don't know what the rules are.
Stop it, Mark.
I'm just saying. I don't have an issue with it.
And don't get Johnny Bench and Pete in the same room.
Oh, why?
They were oil and water.
There's a great, you can find it online.
I don't want to ruin it.
Somebody just said, you know, it was about probably from 8-10 years ago, and somebody just asked Johnny Bench should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame, and Johnny Bench was like, what are the rules?
Like he was his kid.
Why would you ask me that?
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't matter what I think. The rule, even, what were the rules? What are the rules?
Pete thinks Johnny was jealous, FP, that the Cincinnati fans love Pete more than he did.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Johnny, I don't know. That's kind of their, that is his reputation. Yeah. We don't know these people, but I would have guessed Johnny is kind of a straight-laced, happy kind of a guy who probably would not mesh very well with Pete Rose.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
We got to get to the real stuff.
What real stuff?
The Giants or Niners? By the way, Jerry Rice's tweet. What was that post on IG?
What? That we're going to know by tomorrow?
And I made a bet that we're going to know something here.
You did? Well, maybe we will.
But why would he put that, though, tomorrow?
Because he's like the rest of us who are like, I don't have any more energy for this beyond tomorrow.
Willard, will you just do something?
I was done 2 weeks ago.
If you don't want to be a Niner, fine.
Wow.
Not only that, I would argue, and I know that today is the day for most people to just be like, Brandon, make a decision. I'm putting the Niners in this bucket too.
Go ahead.
This game of kindergarten chicken that the two of you are playing is not only over, we've now reached the point of diminishing returns.
Wow.
With every day that goes by, no matter who ends up where, you're all losing.
Whether it's the Steelers, the Niners, or Brandon,
it is time to get into a camp and start getting ready for the season. Whichever jersey you're going to play, go learn a new system or get in shape for this
one. Preach it now.
No matter who ends up with him. If the Niners are going to end up without him, they need to start grooming whatever's going to be. Everybody needs to start planning for the first week of September. Yeah. And every day that this isn't done, those teams and that player are not planning.
Call Blake Snell.
Yeah. Wow.
If you're Brandon Ayuk, call Blake Snell.
And Nick Bosa.
But here's the thing. This is coming from a different side of it. In 25 years... when his kids don't have to do a damn thing, do you think Brandon Ayuk's going to lose an ounce of sleep thinking, man, I should have signed a week or 2 weeks sooner? Because he's going to have generational money out of this. And in a sport where he can get decapitated on a crossing pattern and his career can be over, from a different side of it, I'm trying to get every penny I can.
Right. I have no issue with that. But don't you agree that we've reached the point of what every penny is? We've reached
like,
that point.
Yeah, we need closure.
That was the point of yesterday, and I know the Niners are just playing the media, but if they did up their offer, we have now officially reached the point of, dude, do you want this big contract or do you want that big contract?
Make a decision.
And I think that most people read it right now as, if you haven't taken the Steelers thing by now, if there truly is an offer that the Niners and Steelers, a trade that they've agreed to, and you're still sitting here even 24 hours later, and you haven't taken it, that means you ain't going anywhere.
Did he see Justin Fields play this week? Did he see that? Because that was not good.
No.
Russell Wilson has not been good
the last 2 years either. No, of course, he doesn't. Like, at the bottom line of this, I do think Brandon's not dumb. And leaving the Niners would be dumb.
Willer, can I throw this... if I say this is getting to the point of embarrassing just for the Niners not to have a solution, would that be too strong for you guys? I think it got there.
I
think we're past it.
I think anybody...
it's becoming a joke almost.
I think anybody who thinks they're in a Super Bowl window and is shopping their best players in August is already embarrassing. Man. The minute you start. I don't even understand why it got here.
Did you see what Chad Ochocinco said? He's like, there's like three elite receivers in the NFL.
I heard that.
And the
rest, that was deep.
And the rest are just
replaceable. But do you think he, that was deep, MP? I heard him like,
I love Brandon Ayuk. I love the way he blocks. He's a football player that happens to catch passes.
Okay, so what's holding all this up then? Because I hate when the Niners got a deal in place. Who has to put their John Hancock on it and get it done?
In theory, the Niners have given that label to Brandon, but they didn't need to. I don't even know why the Steelers are part of this.
Dude, the inmates run the asylum in all of pro sports now.
I'm trying to tell Steiny that.
Not usually non-quarterbacks who are on rookie deals facing a guaranteed deal where you're still under contract.
No.
Give me a comp of when another wide receiver or complementary position in football who was under contract and had never gotten a big contract yet, he's still in a rookie deal, has run the asylum.
It's a good point.
I will forever not understand why the Niners have given Brandon the power that they've given him. The answer should be not Steelers or Niners. It should be take it or leave it.
My answer to that would be, when you say, why did the Niners ever give him the power? I do think, and FP can speak to this a lot better than I can, when you do that, my way or the highway, then your organization gets a little bit of a reputation among the players. See, right now, the Niners are still trying to work with this guy, and maybe they'll come to a solution, and it will work out or it won't. But maybe the Niners, if the minute they do that, become lesser of an organization to the players in the league because that's the way they treated a great player like Brandon.
It's a fair point.
But they got so many great examples of where it worked, and we took care of our guys.
They always get to the finish line.
Well, and if you do the take it or leave it thing and he says, I leave it, then you do end up with a really crappy distraction that bleeds into the season, and nobody wants that.
You got a fullback that took less to play for the Niners.
Right. I understand all that, but I also just think, again, the misstep was you don't give him the power to have this go to August.
We don't do August. Week two of the NFL preseason.
The Niners got to stop doing August.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I sent this to the text thread last night, and I didn't get any response, but it's just phenomenal.
I was asleep.
You got ghosted, dude, by everybody, which is great.
It's like 11:50.
They're so used to not getting text back from Steiny, they didn't know what to do. They're like, crickets.
So this whole, like...
Drunk texting his workers.
You know, this whole, we missed the Super Bowl, and now we can't win, and it's over, and, well, this is the most important year, and I'm not saying that's not true. The big red machine,
right?
Yeah. The big red machine, one of the greatest teams in baseball history.
You're very focused on them today, actually.
Yes, I am. They had a 7-year run. This is what they would, this is the equivalent of what they would have done in the NFL. Lose a Super Bowl again, lose the NFC title game, win a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They lost two World Series and an NL Championship Series before they won back-to-back.
The Niners, I think, are one Super Bowl win away from people appreciating this run at a different level. This is actually unbelievable. The problem is it misses the big prize.
And but Willer, I'm just thinking, Reds
but
fans
I'm giving them credit. Like, that's why I'm mad at Kyle for not winning.
5 years in, they go to
yeah. But they capped it off. They got it done.
Right, and that's what I'm saying is nothing's over.
But nothing's when you're over. Playing diddly so squat with your left tackle and your stud wide out to Wyman's point,
Pearl Harbor.
I'm just saying.
What are you doing right now? Is what he right. You know to get to that point or continue?
I'm just saying.
I don't have to jump to
conclusions.
I was listening to Bonte and Joe this morning talk about all of the sort of red flags that are out there about a Super Bowl hangover. You know, I mean, we're canceling joint practices because you don't even have enough bodies. You got the Trent thing. You got the Brandon thing. Brock's throwing interceptions. All of the signs are there. And I was actually comforted by that because that kind of stuff usually sneaks up on you. You have to look back on it 8 weeks into the season and they're 3-5 and you go, gosh, we should have seen the signs in camp. These signs are too big. And I would wonder if a lot of the bad stuff isn't getting out of the way now, and maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. Normally, when you have something like this, big expectations that go awry, you don't get this many huge warning signs.
I mean, I know this is easy, but we're going to look back and either say, oh, boy, did they overcome adversity, or, boy, this season was doomed from the get-go.
FP, you're a pro athlete. I don't want to go Allen Iverson with practice, but if you're going to tell me the Niners had it designed for their quarterback not to throw one pass this whole offseason, and maybe they don't need to, but for them not to develop or work on any pass routes, Ayuk has not caught one ball from Brock Purdy. That's weird to me. There's no way you can manipulate that. Now, I didn't play. You play pro sports. You can say, Guru, it's nothing. He shows up the week before the Jets game, catches 200 yards. But that has to count for something that they haven't even worked together.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a maintenance. I don't know. But what if behind closed doors, Ayuk's like, Purdy's going to get me killed? He just thinks that Purdy isn't the guy. But he would never say that out loud.
I don't think he thinks that.
Yeah.
I'm
just had 1,400 yards.
What if he's Jimmy, talking to his buddies going, dude, this guy's okay.
Then why wouldn't you take $32 million to go to New England then to get away from him if it was that bad?
I don't think
Brandon didn't take the money.
You're going to go play with Justin Fields or Russ and Wilson?
I'm just throwing it out there.
He just threw you for 1,300 yards.
I know.
Yeah. You know?
Seven tugs.
I got a hard time.
Stani asked me this morning. Tell me what you two think real quick. He goes, Goo, what if the Niners knew this was going to, they had to pay three guys. They knew Trent was going to do this in March. So there's nothing to see here. I said, hell nah, Stani. I don't know what's going on with Trent Williams, but because Brandon Ayuk is out there, it looks worse. But do you think this is how they saw it going? I'm like, nah. The organization's taking some hits. You can define what hit means to you, but this is not how they drew it up at the chalkboard to me.
What I was trying to present is, I think the 49ers knew they were that three guys that they were going to have to deal with, like back in March. They knew Trent was grumbling. They knew Ayuk was in his window, and they probably knew McCaffrey. Like, they knew this 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. So what have they done? They re-signed McCaffrey. Like, that tells you something. And maybe with Trent, they're just saying, Trent's just being Trent. Let's let that one go.
I want to believe that.
We'll let that one go for a while. And Ayuk, maybe they thought they had a deal on draft night.
Yeah.
Maybe, but what I'm saying is, maybe it's now gotten to the point where they have to, we just got to hold the line.
Well, I do think the Ayuk one is the one that feels like it was miscalculated. The Christian one is easy because Christian's an animal who does not want to miss a down, a practice, anything. I don't think, and I'm not saying that Trent is not intense, but I don't think at age 36, I don't think anybody wants Trent Williams to make all the practices.
So relax, big fella, and chill.
I'm still not at my date where I would be concerned about Trent. August 14th is not it. That's
who's
not it.
Who's Pete Rose on the Niners?
Who's betting, on the Niners minus 5.5?
Steiny's been comparing the big red machine and the Niners this whole handoff thing.
Who's Pete Rose? Well, the guy who came to mind was Kittle a little bit just because how hard he plays. But I don't think Kittle would try to hurt somebody like Pete would.
Pete didn't try to hurt anybody. He's playing hard.
He was playing hard.
Whether it was an all-star game Charlie or spring Hustle, training, he played the same way.
Although he did Nick Bosa.
He did have a few games where he was looking to start something.
Yeah. He had to play that chip on his shoulder. I watched that thing, dude, and I was like, whoa. Like, I've always liked Pete. I actually wore 14. Wow. Because of Pete Rose.
Really?
And then I watched this whole thing, and I'm like, whoa.
I'm going to go back and change my mind.
I didn't realize he was that big of a mess.
Man.
I mean, I know the gambling thing. You hear that, and you're just like, well, that's dumb.
Apparently,
but
wasn't
then you saw the steroid thing and the drug thing.
See, I don't know until like, this yet,
yeah,
but
like, whoa.
I've always thought of Pete, like anybody who sort of reacts to the issues the way he has, cruising around with a table charging people for autographs all over the country. Like, he's always looked to me like somebody who was...
Even the O.J. Simpson joke to the people that he had. Pete, hang on to that, bud. He was might be the wrong crowd.
There's a line in there where he says, she was 16, she was legal, and I was like, wait, what?
FP, I told the boss.
Yeah. Wait, where? What?
I told the boss, had the Hall of Fame committee said, we're going to watch this doc, and based on what we see, you get in or not. I said, you ain't getting in, Pete. After they watched that study, I ain't judging, but you ain't getting in, man.
There's a lot more layers there to Charlie Hustle than I imagined. Yeah.
Whoa.
Apparently, he wasn't a drinker. One thing he wasn't.
Well, right.
Oh, hey.
Good job, Pete. Way to go, Pete.
We have a problem with Fitzgerald Button. I know Stein's ready to get at us.
What was
huge Melvin.
I
can't believe it.
The Giants have a confidence problem in themselves.
Well, that would explain
the Giants have a confidence problem in themselves.
You know what it's like?
Confident!
Like, just one more sentence, FB.
Go ahead.
If you have a man at second with no one out in your building and you're down by one run and the top of your order is coming to the plate and you immediately go, I think we should take one shot at a sack fly to tie the game.
Wow.
You have a confidence problem.
Man.
Especially when you admit that you did it because you didn't do it that way the night before.
I agree with the confidence problem.
And Conforto first and second, and you didn't have him bunt.
You degenerates can probably relate to this. It's like when you have a 14 or 15 or a 16, and you're playing third base, and there's a face card. The dealer has a face card up, and sometimes you hit on it, and sometimes you stay on it.
Thank you.
You gotta either hit on it all the time.
All right.
Or you got to stay on it all.
I hate feeling this, but this thought crossed my mind last night. Gabe Kapler never would have done that because love him or hate him, that team had a philosophy
and
they stuck their damn feet in the cement about it to their fault at times.
To their detriment.
To their detriment. But at times I loved the fact that they had a process and they stuck to it. In 2021, it worked. It never worked again.
Man.
But when you're doing what you just said, let's just make it up in the 10th inning every night. What are we feeling?
But just for the record, I'm going down swinging every time. I'm hitting on 60.
Two nights in a row, you didn't even get the runner to third.
Always hit on 60.
Willard, you couldn't advance the runner to third. Then you got the reprieve with that bull.
I got to be careful.
You got a six showing and the dealer's got a six showing and you're still taking a hit?
No, 14.
He's had the
face.
I'm sorry.
That's a way to piss off the whole table, dude.
Yeah, the rules are the rules. What a face card.
That's letting a dealer bust.
I'm a control freak.
You don't like playing the analytics?
I got to play third base, man. I can't have some tourists rolling up to the table and hitting on 16 versus a three. The dealer's got a three.
But what's funny is that can help you just as much as it can.
No,
hurt you.
No.
Yes.
It can piss me off more than it can.
I understand that. But what happens if that third base, let's say you want them to hit, right? And say they stay on their 16 and then the dealer flips over a six that's the down card.
Yeah, that can happen.
Rocks a face card.
Oh, man.
But the next card was a five.
You know what I've heard recently that the analytics say that it's better not to hit and to stay.
That's what I just told him how I do it.
You're still in the game.
I let you do it. I'm not.
You're still in the game.
But to what level? Only on 16?
This is what the big boys
do. 15? 14?
This is what the big boys do.
What about 12?
They all stay now.
What about 12?
I'm acting like I know something about this. But that's what we do.
You're talking my language right now. Yeah. I used to think about this stuff all day long.
Why would Blake Snell want to stay here?
What's that?
You better convince him. I told Stoney, why would Blake Snell want to stay here? I'm acting as if they don't make the playoffs. I said, you better make him want to stay here. Well, you can opt out. Make them want to opt in. I don't know.
Money's going to drive that. Money's going to drive that.
But do the Giants need him where they're at now?
Who the hell doesn't need Blake Snell? He doesn't give up hits ever.
But you can't hit.
Well, I'm not saying that they don't need more, but like, yeah.
Make that investment in him. I guess what I'm asking is.
I ain't watching the Giants' money. They got plenty of that crap.
All right.
They need Blake Snell. They need they need Matt Chapman. They need more.
They need Barry Bonds. And FP Santangelo.
Why don't you tell him?
I get a bunt down, though.
Why don't you tell him what Bay Area team you think has the best culture?
Well, you tell him who you went first. I'll try to get
Guru said the A's.
Yeah, he said the Sharks.
Come on, Guru. You said the A's?
Yeah.
Jeez, Louise.
I got to go.
It's time to go.
You are the worst. I wish I could stay. But you have to explain that.
By the way, if you want to do blackjack with analytics, you want to know what you do?
You stay.
Play craps instead.
Oh. Now, well, I do that too. And roulette. Yeah.
All right, good seeing you guys. Have a great rest of the day. And go Giants.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.